Misach and Nidar and Paravav Mishnah Bet. Hanoyder mi maise kedir. Somebody who makes a neder not to eat something cooked in a pot. Ein asur ela mi maise reshchad. He is only asur to eat something that is cooked for long periods. And Mefarshim explained this is referring to a grain-based soup, as maise kedir refers only to this. Amar koinem hayorid lekedira shein itom. If he says I'm asuring on myself like a korban from tasting anything that is put into a pot. Asur b'chol ha-mispashim b'kedera, he would not be allowed to eat anything that is cooked in a pot. Since over here he said ha-yoyred l'kedera, he didn't say ma'ise kedera, so therefore this is referring to anything that is cooked in a pot. And the Rav points out that if you live in a place where ma'ise kedera has a broader definition, or if you live in a place where tzli is called mevushal, then it would be asur for you to eat those things that it is referring to in the place that you live, as Nedarim always has to be understood according to the way the term is used in the place that you live. Maseches Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Min HaKavosh. Somebody who makes a neder that he will not eat pickled foods, Eino Asur Ela Min HaKavosh Shoyer. It is only asur for him to eat pickled vegetables, but other pickled foods it is mutter for him to eat. Since he said ha-kavosh, that hay is called a hay ayudia, it is referring to something specific. And since vegetables are more frequently pickled than other foods, he has in mind only to asur on himself pickled vegetables. Kavosh she'eni tom. If he makes an edda, I will not taste pickled foods. Asur b'cho'akbush. He cannot eat any pickled foods. Since he said kavosh without a hay, his intention is to asur on himself all pickled foods. Min hashalot. If he makes a neder not to eat overcooked foods, eino asur ela min hashalot shabasur. It is only asur for him to eat meat that is overcooked, as meat is more frequently overcooked than other foods. So therefore, since he said hashalot, he is referring only to meat. Shalot she'eni tom. I will not taste any overcooked foods. Asur b'chol hashlokim. Then he cannot eat any food that is overcooked. Since he says shalak without a hay, min hatzli, if he asked on himself roasted foods, ain't no asur ella min hatzli shabasur. It is only asur for him to eat roasted meat, and since he said hay, he's referring to a food that is more frequently roasted, and that is meat, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tzli she'eni tom, asur b'chol hatzli, if he says I will not taste roasted foods, now he cannot eat any roasted food since he said tzli without a hay. Min hamaliach. If he makes an edda not to eat salted foods, eino asur ella min hamaliach shel dag. It is only asur for him to eat salted fish, as fish is more frequently salted than other foods. Maliach she'eni tom. If he makes an edda, I will not taste salted foods, asur b'chol maluchim. Then he would not be allowed to eat any salted foods.